All right, I want to start reading at verse 13. And he says here in verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Verse 16, therefore it's of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is a father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth his things which be not, and so they were. All right, now we're talking about training for reigning, and we went to this section called taking ownership. Now we're in this area called seeing the invisible. Seeing the invisible. All right, now what's happening here? What's going on? We talked about identity. And you and I were created from the fourth dimension. Now, that means that we are from another dimension. In other words, this is a three-dimensional world, but we're not from here. We're from another dimension. Now, over here, it says in verse 13 that the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed. Let's take that and put that same verse up there in the Amplified translation, please. Now, in the Amplified translation, it brings out another degree of clarity. It says, the promise to Abraham or his posterity. Now, we told you posterity is when you're looking forward. In other words, it's perhaps generations that have never been born yet in the natural. Ancestors are backwards, okay? That he should be inherit the world. Inherit the what?
World.
It did not come through the observing of the commands of the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Verse 16, please. Therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith that in order that it might be given as an act of grace, unmerited favor, to make it stable and valid and guaranteed to all his descendants. Okay? Now, the faith that we're talking about is the faith of Abraham. Now, I want you to hold that right there. Now, notice what he said, inheriting the promise that you just read, is the outcome of faith. And it depends entirely on faith in that it might be given as an act of what? Grace, what? Unmerited favor, to make it stable and valid and guaranteed to how many descendants? All of them. So here's the prodigal son. He goes out, took his inheritance, goes out and messes up. I mean, he messes up royalty. Ended up sleeping or going with coming in contact with the world to the point that he was feeding hogs. Now, he came to himself. Said, I'm going home. He said, I'll tell my dad I've sinned against heaven before you. I'm not worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of the servants. Well, he came home. And he told his daddy that. His daddy said, well, my son was lost. He's found. He was dead and he's alive again. Bring the best robe and put it on him. Now, notice the boy came home prepared to be a servant. A servant is not a son. When I say that, I mean one that is outside the family is not like one that's inside the family. Is this the right bunch I'm talking to? Now, this is key. Because, oh Jesus, I'm trying to deal with this screen here and that thing is, put up verse 16 one more time, please. Therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith in order that it might be given as an act of grace, God's unmerited favor. How does faith come? And hearing what? Now, as I hear the word of God on something, I get knowledge of God. And once I do, faith cometh. Now, this is my inheritance here that he says is mine. Got it? But it depends entirely on what? What? Half of y'all didn't say anything. It depends entirely on what?
Faith.
Faith. All right. Turn to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 17. Now, faith demands that I trust who?
God.
Look what it said in Jeremiah 17. Look at verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. For he shall be like a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes. But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, and assault land and not inhabit it. Blessed be the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he comes. In other words, when bad times come, this person who trusts in the Lord won't even see it. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from what? Yielding fruit. Now, what am I saying here? Oh, Jesus. I am saying that the more you or I depend on the world, the less light we receive from the kingdom. All right, we're going to back up. When you and I got born again, we got an inheritance. Let me prove it. Turn with me over to Ephesians and chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. It's a little warm in here. Am I warmer? Okay, no. Okay, all right. Let me know when you get there. If you got chapter 1 of Ephesians, then just so you can flip with me, go over to Genesis chapter 13. Now just have that one ready. And let me know when you get there. All right, Ephesians chapter 1. Look at this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is going to bless us. Now, is that what that said up there? What did it say? Hath. Hath is an old English word that means that the action has already occurred. So is God going to bless you?
No.
What is the deal? He what? He already has blessed you. Well, now how much did he bless you? With what? All what kind of blessing? Spiritual blessings. Where? Where? In heavenly places. Where? In Christ. So, has he already blessed you?
Yes.
With what?
All.
How much is left after all?
None.
All what kind of blessings?
Spiritual.
Now, the key to this is every kingdom blessing is always first spiritual. Then it is delivered practically. But every kingdom blessing is always first spiritual. I'll say it one more time. Every kingdom blessing is always first spiritual. And then it is delivered to you practically. Now, when is it delivered to you? Turn over to Genesis and chapter 13. Have you got it? Verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abram, after Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look on the look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which thou what? Seeth to thee will I deliver it or give it, and to thy seed forever. Now what am I going to give you? All what? All the land, all the promises that you can see, I'm going to deliver to you. Now understand, I'm not talking about with your natural eyes, because your natural eyes can't see spiritual things. So I'm saying God has blessed you. Not going to bless you. I'm talking about the car you need, blessed you. I'm talking about the house you need, blessed you. I'm talking about that new outfit you want, blessed you. I'm talking about your ability to feed some of the poor people, blessed you. I'm saying that everything that is according to life and godliness, God has already blessed you. Say amen to this. There is no future in him. Now, where is it? It's in that fourth dimension. It's in that spiritual realm in Christ. Say amen to that. Now, the only way I'm going to get it is I got to see it first. Say amen to this. And I can't see it with my natural eyes. And if I depend on the world, I will never see it. It won't happen, my friend. I'm talking about if I exalt my degree above the name of Jesus, I won't see it. Come on now. If I think that I'm Mr. Big Shot and I want to be seen by people, if I'm depending on the world to give me that attention so that I can say how big I am in the world, and I'm depending on the world, then I'm not depending on God. And if I'm not depending on God, I won't see when spiritual things come by me. Say amen to that. So this is yours now. All spiritual blessings. What's left after all? Nothing. Everything. Those car tires you need? Already done. That house, new roof on there? Already done. Come on, help me now. Help me now. You say that those new teeth, that new weave, already done, man, already done. Now, you don't. He said all, didn't he say all? Now, the problem is, it takes a spiritual person to access spiritual things. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. You can't do it. It won't happen, even though it's yours. The whole world is yours. But how can you get it? You got to have the faith of Abraham. And the faith of Abraham says that Abraham had nothing to depend on except God's word. Come on. He had nobody around him to encourage him. He had no scientific experimentation to maybe give him something. He had no handbook to tell him something. He had nothing but the word of God. And God said, I've made you a father of many nations. Boy, y'all better get some of this. Say amen to that. And see, we've been just barely down by barely get along street down there by Grumble Alley. And we've been just trying to figure out a way to just make it from one day to the next. But only that reason is because we haven't grown up. You see, a carnal Christian can't receive the things of the Spirit. Say amen to that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, please. Hey. I said, hey. Folks, everything is already there. What's there? How about body parts? You need a new heart? That's already there. Come on now. Come on, need a new kidney? Come on, that's already there. Come on, you better stay with me, better roll with me now. I'm saying you need victory at your job? It's already there. See, God is Jehovah Jireh. He's the God that sees and puts it up for you. Your future is not out. Your future is up. All you got to do is reach up and access the spirit realm and pull it back down into the now. You can't do that as a carnal Christian. You got to believe you receive when you pray, not feel you receive, not have evidence you receive. You goosebumps won't tell you whether you receive. You got to know you receive because he said it. If he said all spiritual blessing, he's not leaving out your trip to Hawaii. It's all in there. Say amen to me. Now, I know some people, they got issue with this. Folks, they got issue with a lot of stuff. But God says it's by faith that it might be by what? Grace. Grace means that you didn't work for it. Grace means that you was incarcerated yesterday, but you came out today and got a brand new home because you got born again. Grace means you was prostituting last night, but you got saved early this morning and just got a new car given to you. Grace I'm talking about. You didn't qualify for it. God gave it to you because it's by grace. Sit down. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you to go. 1 Corinthians, before we go there, it's all over the Bible. I said it's all over the Bible, but it's in the spirit realm. And it takes a spiritual person to access spiritual things. And most of the church has been carnal. Oh, I better talk over here. Most of the church, but I decree. Those days are over. I decree that you are making a spiritual repositioning. Glory to God in here. Look what it says here. I just want to go to one verse. Look what it says over in Ephesians. You were right there before. But you don't need to turn. Just put the scripture man, woman, whoever it is. Verse 8.
What chapter?
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the what? Unsearchable, come on, riches. Does anybody know another translation for unsearchable? It's incalculable. Y'all know what incalculable? Y'all know what calculate mean? You can't calculate this. That's how much is laid up there. Watch this. But what is Paul's job? Paul's job. Here's his job. Verse 9, you ready? To make all men what? See what is the fellowship of the mystery. His job is to make us see. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians. I'm talking about seeing the invisible. I said seeing the invisible. Lord, y'all got me preaching too hard here. Look at verse 9. But as it is written, the eye has not seen. What kind of eye is that? That's your natural eyes. Nor ear heard. What kind of ear is that? That's your natural ear. Neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But, keep going. God has what? Revealed them to who? Us. How? By his Spirit. So every kingdom blessing is first received spiritually. Then it's delivered practically. And all blessings in the kingdom are spiritual blessings. And it takes a spiritual person to access spiritual blessings. That's why the devil wants to keep you carnal. Now let's look at it. Let's look at it now. Let's look at what a carnal Christian is. Y'all ready? See, we're gonna get our stuff. See, because if there's, oh Jesus. Put something right there, put something right there. Let us run over here real quick with Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, woo, gotta get out. Luke chapter 16. Y'all with me? Oh yeah, we've been born from the fourth dimension, not the third dimension. We weren't born from this world. We're not of this world. We're something different. Y'all know them hot rods. They take them and put those old cars and paint them up and everything. But they take that engine out. They take that whole block out. And then they take and put one of these big Hemis in there. They put one of these overhead cams in there. Well, they put one of these, when I was rolling, they were calling them a 402 and a 4 and a 327. You know what I mean? And so forth. They put those boards in there now and put them in there, man, I'm telling you. And then hook it up and start it out and start picking in tongues. Man. That thing is something, boy. You feel the power. You just sit there. You go down there to the racetrack sometime and see, can't you feel? That's why people like to go. They like, they like it, man. They like to feel that power. Say amen to that. You get accustomed to power. You don't want nothing there. Give me some power, man. Now, I'm just saying, that stuff is under that hood. You don't know it's under that hood until you lift that thing up or crank that thing up or put that accelerator to the floor and put a demand on that engine. And all of a sudden, them tires, I mean, it starts jumping. Now you just saw, and watch them when they warm up sometime, the drag racers. They get the tires in a certain, they have to warm them tires up. And they pull up into the line and so forth, and they hit that. And just and then they back up there, might do it another. Boy, I feel this thing now. And back up. But what am I saying? That thing don't do that until they put that demand on it. I'm telling you, you got potential in there, but it won't do nothing until you put that demand. And I'm saying, it's stuff under your hood. You might look like the same person that was back there 2 years ago, but something new is under the hood. Just put a demand on that thing. Oh, I feel like preaching here. Hey. You have no idea how much horsepower that thing can generate. Now, I've had people, and I watch some of the racing channels and so forth, car channels and so forth, and they said, they asked the guy, said, okay, what do you think he can do this, whatever that strip is they have to make? How much time you think it'd take? He said, well, that, how much, what do you got under that? So he's got a such and such and such thing with an overhead disc and so forth and so on. So how many horses he generate? He's generating about 689 horses under so forth. He said, oh, it's taking about 9.2. Boom, no boy got hit, and then he hit, going down to poom, 9.3. I said, wow, that guy could tell by whatever they described to him how fast that car was going to get to that line. I'm telling you, your power is unlimited. Can't nobody describe it. God has put something in you that no matter how much power the devil throw against you, you're going to take him out. It doesn't make any difference. That's how powerful you are. Say amen to that. Boy, y'all got me going. I feel like going out myself. All right, let me finish that. I got to go. Hallelujah! All right, what did I tell y'all to turn? Where? Luke 16. All right, now just look at this, because this is very simple principle. But in Luke 16, what happened? Because there was two men. There was a rich man, and he was rich. And then there was a poor man. He was poor. That makes sense so far. Well, I'm high. When I get high like that, I'm ready to crank up something now. I'm ready to blow some. Boom. Okay, so. All right, so look what happened. Oh, I ain't got time for this. But anyway, watch this. So the rich man died and the beggar died. The beggar went into Abraham's bosom. Understand, went into Abraham's bosom because he was born again. But he's still poor. He was still sick. He was still immobile, didn't have his inheritance, because his inheritance guarantees him healing. His inheritance guarantees him blessing. Some on that. So you can exist and die without your inheritance. God doesn't want you to be like that, and I come to get you out of that. You gonna get your stuff. I decree and declare that you will get your inheritance. Every bit of it God has for you, you will not leave this earth without it. Now that's out of sound. Say that. Look at, Joe, sit down. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Now, they just told you the rich man was buried. What do you mean buried? His body was buried. But then it says he went to hell. Uh-oh. Pastor, there ain't no hell. Let me read it again. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. He lifted up his eyes. Now notice, his body was in the grave. Am I right about it? But his spirit was in hell. And in hell, what did he do? He lifted up his what? Eyes. I thought his eyes were in the body. No, because he's got another pair of eyes. I said, as far as you can see. I said, as far as you can see. See, we working on that other set of eyes. Because there's some stuff you can see that other folk can't see. All right. I won't read any more of that. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians in chapter 3. Hallelujah. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto what? Spiritual. But as unto what? Carnal. Even as to babes in Christ. Why? For I've fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet you now are able. Are you now able? For ye are yet what? Carnal. For where there is among you, come on, envy, keep going, strife, come on, divisions means cliques, racism, all of that. Are you not what? Carnal. And walk as what kind of men? You just walk as ordinary people. You're not walking in the fourth dimension. So what am I saying to you now? It takes a spiritual person to access spiritual blessings. A carnal person cannot receive the things of the kingdom of God. And a natural person says they are foolishness to them. 1 Corinthians 2:14. So what am I saying to you now? This is yours. Now, as you head towards it, I want you to be aware of one thing. Your portion does not drop out of the sky. You got to do something called press. Last verses. Come on over to Mark's gospel in chapter 3, please. Are y'all with me? Woo, I got to get out of here. Oh, what time is it? Okay, I'm still good. Okay, I'm good. All right, this is Jesus now. He's starting his ministry. I said, if you're going to get it, you're going to have to press. And look what happened in Mark chapter 3 and verse 21. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him. For they said, he is what? Beside himself. Now, that's a nice way of saying it. Come on, that's a nice way of saying it. What do you think they probably said? Hey, Lord, the boy, he done lost his mind. He, watch this, he done had a breakdown. You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying when you get ready to get your stuff, you better get ready. Because you gonna start calling things that what? Be not, come on, as though they were. And your friends might say, girl, what church are you going to? I'm going down to Bill Winston. Girl, now you ain't got no business down there. And y'all can name it and claim it, blab it and grab it. Now, what I think is you need to say, I'm down to tell them, yeah, I'm naming it and claiming it. Praise God. I'm not letting my healing go one more minute. It's coming into my body right now. I'm naming, I'm claiming it. I'm claiming me a husband by next year this time. I'm naming, come on now. I'm naming it, I'm claiming it. Now, I know folk don't like me to talk like this, but it's by grace. See, I don't care. That's why I've been called. Say amen to that. Some of y'all trying to look so pretty and so just trying to be all politically correct and me. Hey. What you got to do is understand, man, you got to get wild for Jesus because he got wild for you. He didn't care what people thought. Understand that you want to be kind to people and so forth, but don't let them compromise your stand with Christ. You got to call things that be not as though they were. Last place. I won't go to it. You know the story. It's about a woman in Mark chapter 5. The Bible says she heard about Jesus. Oh, Lord. She started saying something. If I can just touch his clothes, I shot out of my heart. I can see her right now starting to burp. Y'all hear what I'm saying? If I can just touch his clothes. Come on now. Concerned about what they think about you. If you want to drive down the road and speak in tongues, rah-bah-bah-bah, you pull up to that traffic light. Don't be concerned about them looking at you. You turn over to them and say, rah-bah-bah-bah-sah-tah-bah-bah-ah-nah. You keep going. Don't you be ashamed to say your blessing over your food before you eat in a public place. You look at them and say, hey, we about to have prayer here and pray over that food. Sit down, friend. Let me finish it. Y'all got me going out. I feel like going on now. So what did she do? But the Bible says she did. She said this, that she pressed. Somebody's in a way. She said, excuse me. Another person stepped in the way. Excuse me. If I can just touch his clothes, I'm going to get my healing today. Y'all playing church, but I'm about to get what belongs to me. What happened? She touched his clothes, virtue flowed. The Bible says, he said, who touched me? And that's what they said. Don't you see all these people thronging on you? He said, no, you don't understand. Somebody. Now, up until this time, she was a nobody. The scripture didn't even say nothing about her. But her faith has made her whole. And I'm telling you, what he did for her, he's doing for you. You're going to access your inheritance this year, and you will not miss it. It's coming to you right now. Give the Lord a praise. Discouraged if somebody around you don't understand. You're going to have to press yourself. I figured it out. I cannot be brought down to a level of folk who don't have no joy. Come on, I cannot. Gonna be coming down and have myself in a stupor of depression because I'm trying to be like somebody else. I'm gonna stay up here where the air is clear and where the spirit is hot and where the... Y'all sit down. Y'all got me now. See, this is the kind of environment that miracles start to happen because the anointing destroys the yoke. All right, sit down. I gotta go. Woo. Sit down. I got the roll. I got the roll. That's just the anointing. It's destroying yokes. It's healing coming in here right now. It's deliverance coming in here right now. Them cigarettes will never come back into your mouth. You're getting delivered right now. Come on now. Come on. Somebody is being healed. There was a tumor. There was a lump in your breast, and it's going down right now in Jesus' name. Come on now. There was a disease in your gums, and it's being healed right now in Jesus' name. Come on now. Seats, please. Now, you might be here. God is speaking to your heart because you are not born again. Now, listen what I'm saying. But God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for your life, every one of us. But the enemy's job is to derail you. His job is to make you miss your destiny. But because you came in here today, it's proof that God has a destiny for your life. So if you're here right now, I'm telling you that I want to pray the same prayer for you that they prayed for me years ago. And once he prayed that prayer, a miracle took place inside. I got instantly born again. I'm saying you can leave here a totally different person than that came in. So if you're here right now, I'm not asking you to join Living Word. You can do that today and do it when God gives it to you. I'm asking you today to let me pray for you the same prayer they prayed for me that put a miracle in my life and I was never the same. You can take Jesus home with you tonight. So if you're here, you know I'm talking to you. You're ready like the prodigal son to get your inheritance. You're ready to change your life. God is with you right now. I want to pray that prayer and he will do the miracle. If you're here, you know I'm talking to you. Take a step of faith for me. Don't look at other people. Press your way. Get up out of your chair. Come up here and stand with me.